Richard "Rich" English is no stranger to the challenging task of collecting huge quantities of food and getting it into the hands of people who desperately need it.
Came from a much larger food bank in Akron, the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank, where I gained a lot of experience in the operational part of the business, compliance, food safety, OSHA, those kinds of things.
Under English, the Northeastern Ohio Food Bank's distribution grew from 16 million pounds to more than 21 million pounds of food over the last 4 years. Despite this success, English, his wife, and kids were thinking of warmer climes.
We talked about once they get out of high school, we wanted to move south. And we had talked about moving to South Carolina for years. Well, my kids are all in college now. And I just happened to see that there was a position open here in Tallahassee, and it caught my eye because I grew up a Florida State Seminoles fan and very passionate about the Seminoles.
Akron, Ohio, once a heavy industrial powerhouse, is a slowly recovering Rust Belt relic. But English says even the superficially more prosperous North Florida area has economic problems that require food bank resources.
Obviously, the situation here with the oyster beds and storms can create problems, but there's such a need here. But one thing I have noticed is that this community, the support that we get from this community is unbelievable.
Wanna, for instance, English cites a recent food distribution in Apalachicola where a number of hard-pressed seafood workers showed up.
Because we didn't have a lot of volunteers there, some of our staff was there working, doing it, and these people said, you know what, we're going to help you. And they stood there for hours bagging up food for other people, and then when the line died down, they got their food and they left. And it was just an example of the support in this community, wanting to help others in need.
And the need continues. Paul Clement is Development Director for Second Harvest of the Big Bend.
We need to raise about $100,000 this spring. We get a lot of donations of food and money during the fall because everyone's in the giving spirit and everyone wants somebody to have a meal on the table. But then come January 1st, everyone kind of forgets that there are people in need. But the need is still there. We still have over 44,000 people a month we're trying to serve.
Which means you'll probably want to gather up all your old canned goods and other non-perishable food and drop it off at Second Harvest, right? Executive Director Rich English says there's a better idea.
You went to the grocery store and you purchased a certain amount of food with a certain amount of money. We can triple that and actually get three times more than what you would get at the store because of the way we're able to secure food. So when we get food donations, we love it, of course. We can use the food, but the money goes so much farther. We're able to do so much more with it.
Good advice from the big Seminole fan who's now at the helm of Second Harvest of the Big Bend. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.